This episode is being recorded out of Shop Talk Podcast Studio in Oak Park, Michigan. For more information, visit shoptalkpodcaststudio.com.
Over West Side, everybody know everybody, right? I got nothing but love in my heart for West Side niggas. Nothing but love.
Live from Detroit. Pink suits with hats to match. Big cracker dolls and Cadillacs. You looking for the fattest sacks. This is where it's at. Windows tinted. Seats for lyric climb. Keep your hands on the burner. Cause niggas know that it's money on the money.
Yo, what up, though? It's your man Jay Johnson, a.k.a. the tinfoil hat titan, a.k.a. the conspiracy realist, a.k.a. the technology snob, Steve Jobs Jr., don't text him with your green bubbles, a.k.a. I only debate my equals, everybody else I teach, also known as Juice, because all the hoes say, J.U. Ice, Young Caesar, because you know you can't roam without me, Mr. If you don't like me, fight me, I got kicked out of Noah's Ark because they couldn't find another animal just like me, a.k.a. the West Side T'Challa, the new leader of Wakanda. Don't debate me, debate your mama. I am the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. What up?
What up, though? And it's your man, Dame, 3_313. The West Side Landlord, the Pride of PA, High Chief Dame Don't Fuck Around, the Liquor Store Legend, the Corner Store Conquistador, your mama's favorite Dame, and the David Ruffin of the Shop Talk Podcast, because you know who they came to see. Not you, Otis. It's no better than these four letters. Thank God for Dame. And if you're speaking on Dame, you better say it nice. And if you don't put the boss in front, then bitch, you not saying it right. Let's go.
Yo, welcome back. Shop Talk Podcast, episode 305.
On you hoes.
Yeah, on you hoes. Ain't that like Miami or some shit? Or
yeah, Florida? Miami 305.
All right, well, I don't got no 305 music to play right now. I can't, that little, what's the nigga with the clone?
With the clone?
Yeah.
Kodak.
Kodak. That they play that motherfucking song on the radio all the
Super
time.
Super Gremlin.
Every time I get in the car, that shit is on the radio, dog.
Why you listen to the radio?
Because when I get in the car, the radio turns on by default, and it's on.
Super like, Gremlin bang, though. I like that shit.
It's cool.
When the 49ers, they was coming out to it in the playoffs.
Oh, that's what's up. That's probably why they lost.
Too much Kodak?
Yeah, that nigga. Some niggas be saying like he really a good rapper.
You know, we had this conversation before we came on air. It's just, you know, some of these niggas, I do feel like I'm just a little bit older because I don't get it. I don't get the sound of it. You know what I'm saying? I tried it. And maybe because it's just not that good, or maybe because I'm old. So, like, my daughter, I took her to school today. And when she got in the car, she was playing something. I was like, well, just hook it up to the, you know, connect to the truck and just play it in there. And I didn't know DaBaby and NBA YoungBoy got an album out together.
Mm-hmm.
And we listened to that shit on the drive to school. And I don't know what I felt by the time I dropped her off at school, but I didn't feel okay. Like, I just the music just wasn't, it was just doing, I was like, if you listen to this every day, like, I see why niggas be on drugs.
Like,
cause this is drug taking music. It's not like drug dealer music. This makes me want to do drugs.
DaBaby
and NBA YoungBoy got a joint album together.
All right, man, we about to find this shit. NBA YoungBoy.
And not Lil Baby, DaBaby.
Yeah. DaBaby, Lil Baby, Baby. It's
a lot of infants.
Yeah.
But it's DaBaby.
Better than you. All right. I'm about to just pick one of these. All right. Wi Fi. We about to find out what the fuck is this shit hitting on.
It's not.
I'd have turned this shit off already. Are we 9 seconds, 10 seconds in?
Damn, Glacier. This one finna kill these niggas.
Nigga, keep tweet. So you can down that Wi-Fi. You gon' die from the internet. Catch him, it's about time. Knock him up, they gon' be blogging him right now. Big worm, bitch. I seen a drive-by. Come out the house, no, we posted at nighttime. Wait, no. Leaving his body inside of that white line. 7-6-2, we gon' wake up the block, huh?
Nah, nigga, wake up. Go. I just sent a little something your way to come.
Jay, you not feeling
got
this shit,
drop
man.
Got little bitch. Yeah. She be fucking on me. I put nut on her makeup.
Ew. That stick is gonna break something. Bullets blow up your body. They know to inflate something. No, I'm standing on business. These niggas won't take me. I be shooting for the kill from the hip. I'ma face something. I'ma send me somebody to knock at your door.
like some pizza or something. Out in that with bitch ass niggas. Run around acting like my nieces or something. I take that back. Matter of fact, nigga, my niece is Marilla. I'd rather fuck niggas stay 100 feet from a nigga. No, I ain't stunting these niggas. I got a daughter more gangster. So I'ma separate and stand across the street from a nigga. I got up off the ass I'm on
you
now.
I mean, I'm not mad at it. You know,
listen to the whole project.
I think this beat whack.
As hell.
Which don't match well with these verses. But the verses itself, I don't think. They bad, you know, they 2 and 2 in there. I mean, I'm not mad at it. You know what I'm saying? I think that
when I think of 2 and 2s, I think of Style and Kiss.
Yeah.
Cam and Jimmy.
Man, I've never in my life was like 2 and 2, Cam and Jimmy. Never in my life have I thought
about Styles and Kiss. Styles and Kiss. Ghost and Ray.
Yeah. Like, but not
Meth and Red.
Yeah.
Cam and Jewels?
Nas and Maybe. AZ.
Ooh. Why did we never get an album from Nas and AZ? I feel like they owe us. I feel like they got it in them to give us like an incredible one right now.
I'd be cool with a little EP though.
I would just 8 songs. Just lock in the studio with Hit Boy and just give us 8 songs.
Yeah. I mean, both clearly still making music right now.
Yeah. And AZ dropped the album last year. It wasn't that bad. Yeah. It wasn't bad at all.
Yeah. Don't hit a nigga with a wasn't that bad.
No. That's why I pulled it back because AZ album, like I still like AZ.
Yo, AZ got one of my favorite albums of all time. Asiatic.
Asiatic was a perfect real album. Good. It was real good.
Perfect album.
Didn't that one have I'm Back on there?
Yup.
I don't know why Asiatic just didn't get a lot of love because that was a really good album.
I don't know if it didn't get a lot of love. That was like, that was before this digital era. Like the websites and everything was the all hip hops, the hip hop games, hip hop.
It was right at that change.
And nigga,
it was right at that. It was right before like the blog era change.
They definitely rated it highly. I mean, it wasn't like on the radio.
Nah, but it was a good album.
Yeah, but I remember the videos for it and shit. And
yeah, Nas and AZ. I'm putting it out in the universe. Just give us 8 songs.
I would love for that to happen, man.
8 songs. That's all I want.
Yeah. Anywho, man, how was your week, my brother?
So, man, I had an interesting week. And, you know, I should have put it out on Twitter for y'all to pray for me. I ended up on the east side last Saturday.
God damn, man.
So, you know, I had to take 14 showers. So I spent all Saturday afternoon just washing my ass back to back.
I get it, dog.
Bleach, Fabuloso, you know, because I got to get that stench.
I knew something was wrong with you when you walked in here. You looked like the east side.
Oh, man. It was rough.
Man.
It was rough. So, look, man. Shout out to my normal barber, Tone, but I know Tone can't get me in like next day. So it's there's
Eastside a barber, Nate.
I didn't use Nate because my homeboy, Nate just had like a passing around, like somebody close to him just passed. So I know he wasn't cutting. So I got another Eastside barber I rely on, my nigga, Big George. George took care of me because I know he can get
you
me in.
You could have just stayed on the west side, hit Linwood and hit the homie Tommy up.
Tommy didn't pick up when I called him, so I didn't know what was up. And I know he, like, if I'm correct, he had a birthday not too long ago. I don't know if he's still turning up.
Nigga, that was a month ago.
I mean, you know, niggas celebrate their birthday to, like, the next big event. But I called Tommy, he didn't answer. So I hit my nigga Eastside George up. He took good care of me, just lined my beard up, put me up on an incredible plug that I probably need to plug you in on. Because you probably take advantage of this, too. But my nigga Eastside George hooked me up. But after my haircut, you know, I was already drenched in Eastside sweat and stench. I went to get me something to eat. So I'm at the corned beef spot, you know, get me a big baby. If you're from the Eastside, you absolutely know what that sandwich is. It's incredible.
I'm from the West and I have never heard of that shit before in my life.
It's a beef patty with corned beef, cheese. It's just the works.
Congestive heart failure.
It's an incredible sandwich.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I literally might eat this bitch once a year, once every other year. But since I figured like I was over in the jungle, you know, I might as well kill a lion. So I go get me a big baby. And as I'm standing in line, there's a nigga that walk in. He got a full skull tattoo. Now, I definitely want to tattoo my skull.
I'm probably going to just go home at that point.
I want a full skull tattoo. So I was admiring the dude's work. And I asked, why?
You can't even shave your head correctly.
There's no nicks in it right now because I shaved it correctly.
You went to a barbershop.
Nigga, this is a fresh baldy. When I take my time, which I don't always do, but I took my time. And
you nick your fucking tattoo ain't gonna be. It's not gonna be. This that bitch gonna be nicked up.
Is it my time for the story? Or is it your time to interject? Because I feel like it's still my time for the story.
I'm always going.
To oh, okay. So anyway, I see a nigga with this full skull tattoo, and I asked him. I was like, "Bro, who did that work? Who did your work?" And he told me the name of the artist. Artist I'm familiar with, and I was like, "Dope." So we just standing in line, and he turned around, just as clear as me and you talking. He's like, "Bro, you sell drugs?" And I'm just like bewildered by the question because it was just out the blue. I'm like, nah, I don't sell drugs. He's like, well, I do.
You want me to work for you? Or
like, this is how to, like, I'm very like, nigga, what are we getting at? Like, you know, I took a step back because I'm ready. I'm strapped up. It's like, nah, what you trying to get at? He is like, well, I got a skull tattoo because I sell drugs.
Oh.
And I was like, just like that. Oh, okay. And he got his food and he turned back around and he just looked at me again. He said, remember that.
Yeah, don't be. I understand.
And I don't know. And he appeared to be like a little bit older than me. So I don't know if he was trying to like give me a life anecdote.
No,
like, but I just got my food and I got off the east side because it's too much strange shit happening up over here in like 2 hours of time.
Yo, I get it, though. Like, you may think this shit look cute, but this is a lifestyle over here.
I understand the lifestyle, nigga. Like, I'm tatted from the neck down.
No.
I guess when you get a skull tattoo, you've graduated into something, different stratosphere.
That's not the lifestyle I think he was talking about. He's talking about the street selling drugs lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, yo, this means something different than what you think it possibly
may be. Maybe it does. I didn't think of it that deeply because I was on the east side, and I just don't feel like there are deep, smart niggas on the east side of the city.
Just like tattoo tears used to mean something.
Yeah.
And it don't mean what it mean no more.
Nigga, when I got my spider web on my elbow, like, I definitely got approached by a nigga that just got out of jail, asked me how many bodies I really had. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You get another extra webbing.
And he put me up on the game, like, look, this a prison tattoo. And I had no, like, I just got it because I thought the shit was cool.
But a lot of people be appropriating other cultures because they think that shit cool.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just don't know.
Look, he said that he did 20 and he put me up on game. On like the real prison shit, like, nigga, you can't go inside with some shit like that. Like, niggas gonna think you like a for real killer. Like, stay outside.
Yeah, man.
And shout out to my homeboy, he just did 10 in the feds, just came home, 10 years strong, just came home. Shout out to that nigga.
Congratulations, man. Welcome home, man.
That's crazy. We still ain't connected on the phone. Like, he done talked to some niggas around me, so I know. Like, my call is probably coming next, but like,
call him. Shit,
I ain't got like a working number. He's still calling from other people's shit. I know he's gonna get at me. But 10 years in the feds, and now he back out on these streets. He outside.
Man, that's a wonderful thing.
But I didn't think about that skull tattoo shit about like maybe some thinly veiled street language to it. That
it
like
thinly veiled. A lot of these tattoos that niggas think. Well, some people probably get them because they look cool. But no, this got a meaning by it. I was listening to the Breakfast Club the other morning and shit on the way to work. And they had a reporter from Los Angeles over there. And she investigating the Los Angeles deputies gangs they have. And there are multiple gangs.
Inside the deputies.
Yeah. And like some of them initiation to get in, like you got to get a body. A civilian body. And they broke down the different tattoos. And like once you get another one, it's like extra stuff that you add to tattoos, like in prison and in certain
they know
groups, these tattoos mean something different than you seen a nigga in the mall. You was at Target and my man, the killer that you didn't know you were standing next to, had that shit on his arm. Like, nigga, that shit look cool. And then you went to insert tattoo person, like, yo, now let me get this deer right here with this coming out. You fuck around, walk next to the wrong person or try to get a fucking cardiac arrest sandwich.
And get shot.
My man probably showed you some love right there.
Maybe he did say it. Maybe, was it an angel in disguise? Hey, man, couldn't have been.
You know, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
But why would God bless anything on the east side?
He was blessing you because you.
Because I'm from the west side and I ended up east.
Yeah, God will send a messenger to you in the strangest, you know what I'm saying?
No weapon formed. No weapon formed.
No tattoo formed against
me. Amen. Ain't he good? Ain't he good?
All the time.
Ain't he good?
Anywho.
I did tweet that this week, that there's no way that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would have been from the east side. There's just no way. Why would he bless that? Why would he bless that? The west side is Jerusalem.
Man, shout out. But we got a lot of east side love and support.
We do. It's just unjust.
So shout out to y'all. I mean, we know.
I was riding up East 7 Mile, though, and I seen the worst potholes I've ever seen in the city of Detroit. I thought the bitch was going to swallow my truck. There's no driving fast up East 7 Mile where you get near Randazzo and the old 007. And that curve right there, them potholes is atrocious. Mm. They'll kill your suspension. You going to bend the rim. You ride up that bitch fast. Swear. We do have some guests in the building, one of which is going to have to take 12 showers because she is from the east side. And it's just a shame because you're really a good person. So, I know you. So, I know your family. You're like a really good person, but y'all just from the east side.
However, two strikes, actually, because say she's a good person.
She is.
Stays on the east side. She's holding a device in her hand that looks like a robot.
Like,
we don't even got like him. Robots
it,
up in
is
here.
Is it Android?
Like, we don't like robots up in here.
Don't text me with green bubbles.
I have 3 iPads. Do that count?
Where they at?
At the crib.
A picture or don't exist.
She texted me from the iPad once, so I know it exists.
Yeah. I FaceTime all the time from the iPad.
She was in the Apple store.
and still made the choice to walk out with a Samsung.
I don't get it. Anywho, man, we'll let our guests introduce themselves, though. We know she got intros.
How y'all know I got an intro?
Because you sent in an intro for our 300th episode. You know, you have intros.
Of course I got
it. Did you write it out?
I wrote it out just because I forgot.
Oh my God, can you see on that thing?
Yeah, no, you don't. First of all, the East Side slander. Number one, the street you were on was not 7 miles, it was out of drive because you're going by the old 007 and Randazzo's. That's more.
I just know by the smell, well, you know, I'm further west than I like
really
to be.
You really can't count on the street signs being on the correct streets. Because, okay. You know, they move them around sometimes.
Because you're just supposed to know if you don't belong, you know, over there, don't know.
The fuck with the police, you feel me? They're like, we going eastbound on such and such, nigga.
Nope.
It's not even that street.
You're not. That's
season
why I'm
the wire?
Yeah.
They're like, we going to eat. Where are we at eastbound? But anywho, get to my, you probably ain't got no intros, but don't worry about it. Good people, this is the Candy Christian, the ghetto sweetheart, the patron saint of 7 Mile in the Archdiocese of Van Dyke, the flat booty beauty, the hood girl next door, behind the scenes queen, and everybody's favorite ex-girlfriend, Murder City Peach, better known as Chris Jones, just like Mike Jones, but with only bigger boobs.
I'll take it.
I like that.
I'll take it.
I like that.
Now she put the pressure on you.
I know.
You didn't come prepared.
Off the dome. Come on. Okay. Off the dome.
Shit. Fuck that. This brass hole.
good to have you good people here. Y'all came with a good cause that we're going to touch on a little bit later in the show, but we got some of these topics that we definitely want y'all to give an opinion on.
I want to talk about this one first, dog.
All right.
Because I went through a bunch of different phases till I came to my ultimate determination on how I feel about this. But Ryan Coogler was in the news this week.
He was.
For something that happened in January, by the way, that he also said that they took care of to his satisfaction. So he was good. Mm. Right? So I want to just start off saying there. Ryan said he's good now. But information came out that he was a mistake. They thought he was trying to rob a bank or something like that. Police came out, guns drew. It was a whole fiasco because how it was presented, like he passed a note to a teller. Teller thought he was trying to rob the bank and boom. So when y'all first like heard about that, what did y'all think?
I mean, when I heard about it, like I got like the whole story. So I
okay.
So my thing is, the teller dumb.
Facts. We gonna.
So my thing is,
we gonna go into great detail how
definitely.
It's the teller dumb as shit. the bank manager is even fucking dumber. And the cops are just.
Cops all, do their job.
Cops, eh. Eh.
That's so because initially I was like, yo, these, why would the police. Like,
I see the cop part of it both ways, but it's one piece that makes me say they didn't. I'm like 60-40. The whole the ID thing. This man had his ID.
Yeah.
And three sets of people didn't look at it. The teller didn't look at it. The manager didn't look at it. The cops didn't look at the ID at first either.
Well, at the.
And my thing is, if you think. My thing is, the tellers were saying, from people I know that work in banks, said when they're trained and somebody hands you a note, it's an indication it's a robbery. But my thing is, okay, cool. It could be indication, but shouldn't part of your indication be, let me read what the note says? Because I'm sure if a robber is coming to rob you, a note's not going to say, hey, I need $12,000 out of my account. What is that? Nothing that sounds like a robbery. A robbery, if they're going to hand you a note, I would think would say, hey, give me all your money.
So I'm thinking on the other end that, like, yeah, they're probably trained that if somebody hands you a note, it's probably to go time. And their training is, we need to be quick about what to do next. Not necessarily that I need to read the note. It's civilians out in the lobby that don't have the backing of the glass. Maybe I just need to contact the police first. But I also get what you're saying. Like, when you open up the note and I slide you my – now, if I slide you my ID with the note and a withdrawal slip – and I'm saying, like, look, if when you pull up my account, you're going to see that there's money in there.
Right. It's
lots, lots of money.
Did he have the slip with him, or was it just a note?
So, look, this is
I think the note was on the back of the slip or whatnot.
So my original thought or process was like, why you write that on the back of it? Because I saw this.
Yeah, note. That's a deposit slip.
I was like, why you write?
Yeah.
Like, one, why didn't you just fill out the this is what deposit I thought slip. Initially. Like, why didn't you just fill out the deposit slip? Because on the back of this note say, I would like to withdraw $12,000 cash from my checking account. Please do the money counting
somewhere else.
Somewhere else. I like to be discreet.
So you looking like a whole.
But my thing is, they say he verified his account with his debit card, right. Though.
So
with a PIN number.
I'm like, well, why wouldn't you just like, because he was, and people online was like, because he wanted to be quiet. Like, that's the point of the. Like, you write the $12,000 in the front. Like, you don't got to put all this shit on. That's what I initially thought, right?
Now, that I agree with.
And then I saw the video, and I saw how nervous he was. And he was talking to the police. Matter of fact, I'll play a little bit of it. So, y'all, we can all follow on the same.
Oh, yeah, Manny back.
Oh God!
It's been on the internet too long.
Yeah.
Hey, sir. Hey, man. Do me a favor, man. Come this way. Whoa. Put your hand behind your back.
Hey, no, got it. Is there any reason y'all doing this, bro?
Give me one second. Hold on. Is anyone with the green
flag? No, sir. Hey, what?
Fellas, I
really should do it.
What's going on, my man?
Trying to pull money on my
arm. You said what?
Yeah,
this your phone?
It is, sir.
Good job, man.
That's the part that pissed me off. That good job.
Yeah, that was kind of. But.
All right, so there was also a piece where. He was, here it go.
And now to new video tonight, Black Panther of trying to, according to a police, right. And asking the
all right, I'm about to, I can't find it now. So he was talking to the police officers and basically explaining, like, listen, I got a medical, somebody at my house who prefers to be paid in cash. So I come and I do this frequently. I usually get the person, I write on the back. I even ask the young lady, like, is this cool? Is this request, like, cool? And she said it was okay. I gave him my ID. I gave him my debit card. They kept coming back and forth like, hey, just wait. It's taking us a little such and such. So like, she went into the back. So I was like, damn. And so a lot of things started coming through my mind at this point. He also told the officers, can you take my glasses off? I'm having a panic attack. Right. Mm. Now, from the officer's standpoint, I get a phone call about a bank robbery and you give me a description. They went around there and was like, is this him? And they just put him in cuffs and removed him from the situation, right? Because we don't know what's going on.
Right. Yeah.
Police, they just
do their job.
Come over here, let me remove him. Once we get you outside and separate from there, we'll ask questions. We'll figure what the fuck is going on, right? Then I thought about, Ryan Coogler made a movie about a young man being killed by the police. Fruitvale Station.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And you from Oakland. Yep. So, like, I'm like,
not to mention he could probably have, like, high functioning anxiety. You never know. You know what I'm saying?
And
so
now you in a situation where it's like, we always get that anxiety when the police behind us. But now you in a situation where police got guns, police always have guns. But, like,
They probably came in there hot thinking it's a robbery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but this was them entering. That was their body cam footage.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I like that they just were relatively calm. The dude, he unholstered his gun for, I don't know, 2 seconds and then put it back. Put him or whatnot. So, like, that interaction was, like, relatively cool. One was a black dude. They might both been.
And he was calm with him. Like, he was just,
he wasn't yelling and he was like, aggressive.
Just come this way. We'll talk about it, blah, blah, blah. So, that portion I was cool with. But then he started explaining it, and he was like, look, I was over here the other day. I went to a CVS. When I came out of the CVS, it was a nigga out here smoking in the parking lot. Like, I'm not trying, like, I don't live here.
Yeah.
I'm working. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I just come here because this is not my normal bank. I'm from California. You know what I'm saying? So, this is not the neighborhood I want to announce everybody that I'm running out of here with $12,000 in cash. And that money count, he said the money counter be going off, then everybody start looking. I get that part. This is the part I'm really fucking angry about. And it's the teller, specifically.
And also, because my thing is, because he said he does it, like, once a month or often he's done it before. So being that it's just, like, an unusual way of requesting money and everything, and if he's done it before like that, then why didn't they kind of recognize, like, okay, this is, like, when I used to work in Georgia, when I would come in the bank, they knew, even if it wasn't the teller I already see, they knew, like, okay, she here on Wednesday morning because, you know, she coming to bring the money and everything. So they would already just know. They'd meet me right there halfway at the door and come and get it. So
now, I worked in banking for 5 years. So I initially not surprised that somebody took it away if somebody slid them a note. Like, if just that scenario, cool. Cause then back in there, tell you, if you are uncomfortable, you can do whatever the fuck you want to. You can refuse the deposit. You can refuse the check. If you feel uncomfortable, you got the decision to do this, right? This is why I'm fucking mad.
Customer passed me a note, and so I just told my manager I didn't feel comfortable. So he told me to call police while he, I guess, stalled for
what is the What is on the note, Kim?
It just says I want to withdraw $12,000. Just be discreet.
Is this an actual customer, or are they trying to rob
me? They had a debit card, and he inserted it. He gave me a California ID. But how do you want the cash back? And he's like, just look at the note.
And he had no weapons, correct?
Not that I know of. He just has on black sunshades and a black.
He said, just look at the note?
A black hat.
Is he a black male, white male?
He's a black male. And every time I ask him, like, a question, he's like, look at the note.
So,
but he inserted his debit card, and then I asked for his ID. He handed me his ID as a California ID. But I didn't look at his name because I'm just, like, so shook up. Like, I don't know what he's trying to do.
Now listen to the 911 operator. Listen.
In one moment, I have to get my manager.
Okay, so none of his information was even verified. Okay. He might just want to be discreet, but I have police around.
Yeah, I mean, he might. It just seemed weird.
Okay, right. So she sounded like an airhead, one. Two, the whole branch is an airhead. Because, like, all of y'all, at some point, I'm going to be like, let me see the ID. Okay, well, yeah, everything, check out.
What if it's a California ID? It's valid state identification.
Like, she don't even know.
But she didn't even look at it.
She didn't even bother looking at it. And then she just, like, he just, like, look at the note. Like, look at the...
we'll read the note, bitch.
Or the manager. at some point, nobody stopped like, oh my goodness, we can't unfold the note. It's going to self-destruct. Look at the note. Anybody.
That's
anybody.
My thing. Like, I get what you were saying. Like, in the moment, it's people in the lobby. It's a piece of paper.
But it sounds like she in the back talking to
you. Yeah, but at this point, time has elapsed. And you didn't.
She read the note and didn't communicate what the note actually said to the 911 operator. She said, it said, give me $12,000, be discreet. No, that note said, I would like to withdraw $12,000 from my account. Please do the counting elsewhere. I would like to be discreet. Now, that's something totally fucking different.
Once again, nobody looked at this ID to check it with the account. Like, so he had a debit card. Look at the, nobody checked any of that out.
And she said, you know what I think was the issue? I don't know if y'all heard it, but I heard it. When she said, when I asked him a question, he said, look at the note.
Yeah, that was the issue.
So you didn't like how he talked to you, and I think you escalated it because
like, oh,
you didn't like
goodness.
How
he fuck out. No. Yeah.
He just said, look at the note.
And then my thing is, like, she's saying she went.
Right. Could you?
And then my thing is, at some point in time, she said she went to the manager. So at this time, you went to somebody, a superior.
Again, it's two of y'all.
How does a superior not come to the counter? Because, again, if you feel it's a robbery, you're not going to go back and forth and do all this.
But I'm
thinking. With just knowing the debit card and IDs. Who robbing a bank with a debit card and ID?
But we all have had the situation where we gone to a supervisor about something, and you just told the supervisor your feelings or what was happening. Yeah. I didn't give you all the information. I told you some shit.
You told me. I never looked at the account myself.
Yeah.
You told me what happened, and I took your word for it.
But ain't it your job as a supervisor or manager to kind
if you tell me your supervisor about, I think we getting robbed, you would think that would be,
what's the protocol?
Yeah.
If he sends you a note, then what we do? We call you, you feel uncomfortable?
Okay, that's
we spring into action.
Yeah, they spring into action.
I'm like, I'm sure you hit the button or whatever it is.
You call the police, you give them whatever, they'll come out. But like, at some point, to your point, I'm on the same tip. I'm looking at the account. What did the note say? What, like?
Yeah, at some point, like, especially as a manager, like, something you got to kind of check something out. I'm not just sitting here like, yeah, I'm going to just
sit. But, like, all right, that kind of happen.
I can see it on both ends, but like, if this is a real robbery, if it's a nigga in the lobby, let's say allegedly that he has a firearm, like, you trying to move fast. Like,
exactly.
Because how much time elapsed from when he got, did it?
Well, they said he went back and forth a couple of times. He said they went back and forth to the back a couple of
times. Yeah, that's what he said.
So we talking about minutes.
Yeah.
If you robbing a bank.
You're not going to sit there with somebody saying, please,
I mean,
hold.
Going off of a movie, you robbing a bank, you're trying to be in and out in 90 seconds or whatever. I don't know. I never worked in the bank.
No getaway car gone by that time. I'm pulling off.
Like, you stuck. You stranded. You running.
You know, I just always think that, like,
when I think of
bank robberies, I'm like, when I think of all the crimes to commit, when I look at, like, the level of danger, bank robbery got to be pretty high up there. Like,
you'd be surprised how many banks get robbed every day.
A lot.
What a note to say. Because you also taught.
You see it on the news every couple of months.
You give them what they want. Like, it's not a thing where you give them what they want. You grab the certain packs or what, you know what I'm saying?
So I think about, like, my
and
bank.
You also told to keep them there, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well,
like, so if it's one of them fraud type of things, like, so in the bank, like, we think somebody passing a fake ID or some shit like that, they'll keep them there while the police is on their way.
That I understand, yeah. But she thought it was a robbery.
I don't know.
Who's going to hang out with
the
robbery?
He said, just look at the note.
But I just like look at my bank. And, you know, I live in Detroit and, you know, shit is just crazy around here because this bitch is lawless as fuck. But I look at my bank, nigga. I got to pass through a door and a metal detector and they have to buzz me in before I can get in. When I leave out, same metal detector, same door, buzzed out. Like, there's no... Like, I couldn't walk up in there with a note with, like, I empty the safe and then walk back out. Like, they're going to trap me in the fucking door. Like, I'm going to be there forever. I'm going to be there till the police come.
Well, most banks outside of that neighborhood, your particular neighborhood, because the Bank of America that I go to for business, you walk in that motherfucker, you walk the fuck out. There's a security guard in there. But that's it.
Security guard, it's an old nigga named Nate.
He got a hammer on him. You know what I'm saying? He out there. He got
that. Nathaniel is strapped. Don't worry about it.
But, like, yo, this is really fucked up where, like, you not doing your job correctly can cost somebody their life.
Yeah, that could have went left as fuck.
I get it. But you can't be bad at your job.
Yeah. Somebody somewhere dropped the ball, though.
Like, because if you didn't have the two, I couldn't see the other officers, but black officers are coming or calm officers, this could have been very bad.
But like I said, if they calling in a robbery, they could have came that bitch gun ho.
I didn't necessarily like, I mean, when I first seen the comments online, like, oh, this typical ass racist ass shit, this bank racist as fuck. I'm like, it's not necessarily racist. I didn't even know if it was the teller was black, white, or whatever. I'm like, just on the basic information I had the first time, you know, you pass a note, nigga may think you trying to do some shit. I'm not surprised. But then you go further and further, like, no, this is just stupidity.
Yeah.
And it's ignorance. And you don't think that you're not even moving as if this job is as important as it is to you. Because this is probably just a gig for you. You literally, that man could have died.
I said her and the manager goofy. They both, and whoever else was involved, if any other person besides the two of them was involved,
yeah,
they
was all goofy.
If they was in the huddle
SNN,
in the back, goofy no, as hell.
It's fired.
That's it, right.
Fired.
I see a bunch of niggas in there on the internet capping. Talking about, nigga, I couldn't be this fucking calm on it.
Yeah, you would.
You don't want to get shot. Right. Shit.
Like, we didn't see something.
You in a bank. And they called the cops. Your ass gonna stand there.
When the police show up with guns and shit and they got you in cuffs, we didn't see this shit go 0 to 100 real quick.
So many times.
Like, no, you're not about to be jumping up. You're not even that person. I ain't never seen you angry in life. I'm talking about when I look at that little timeline, whatever. Everybody, nigga, I ain't never be in that.
Okay. Until you in that situation.
Three police officers and federal charges. You'll calm the fuck.
You'll be
down.
Calm as hell.
Fuck the charges,
and like, then probably telling who's outside
a police
too.
Officer who known to shoot niggas.
All of them are prone to shoot niggas.
I went to jail in Cobb County, Georgia. They called one, and it was just me. In a minivan. And I'm sitting there and I got my lease and everything. And I'm explaining to the woman. She's like, you know, I pulled you over. I said, oh, yeah, I already know. I was down bad. My tags expired. And I'm like, she's like, well, yeah, you have a warrant out for your arrest. And do I? And I'm like, damn, I'm in Georgia, though. What do I do down here? But so she was like, well, just sit tight. I'm like, yep, Cobb County. I know I'm going to jail. I'm sitting there and I see one squad car pull up. Okay. I see two more. I was like, I don't think I did anything. But dog, when she was like, step out the car and they all like this. I was like, it's five officers for me. I was like, okay, what do you need me to do? It's fine. I wasn't, nah, day, I'm not.
Like, when has turning up on the cops ever resulted in a better situation in that immediate moment?
Not for my our skin color.
So let me just use my own self as a personal reference. Like, I've turned up on the cops in different settings. Not like while I'm being apprehended or arrested. Like, I got into it with a police officer last year at DeConey. But I mean, I think that's a different type of setting. Like, nigga, and like, he was just trying to move through to the front of the line. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
you just wait your turn.
Yeah, you got to wait in the back of the line like everybody else. And he tried to play it off as like a joke before, like when he first did it. I'm like, nigga, I'm not waiting for you to order because I done been here 10 minutes already. Like, you going to get...
You and your badge, get your ass in the back of the line. And then,
so, I mean, you could turn up like on a situation like that. But like when you on the side of the road, like that's survival.
When it's an active police situation.
Yeah, you got to survive to court. Now, you can turn up legally in the courtroom, but you can't turn up on the side of the road and it's you versus him.
Right.
Also, I'm not paying you $12,000 in cash. I don't give a fuck what you're doing at my house.
Like, yeah, that's another thing. No, impossible.
That don't got nothing to do with this situation. They like to prepare. Nigga, what are you about? He said something medical. Like, nigga, is it medical marijuana?
Right, right.
I'm not paying nobody $12,000, especially if I got to go into the bank, celebrity. If I got to go into the bank, I'm not paying you a 12. Nigga, you going to take this cashier's check.
That sound like a setup.
Yeah,
to
you
me.
Take the Zelle.
Yeah, I just want cash. The first time they would have came to me like that, PayPal, like, I don't need you to go ahead to the bank. I'm like, nah, this is set up. I'm not going.
Something else.
And you coming with me. Come on. I just
think, like, when you need to take those type of amounts out of the bank, there's got to be a better
one. There's something you're trying to keep on the low.
At $12,000, I got to fill out a CTR form.
Don't they take you like into a room to take that out, though, too?
And also, you just can't go to the bank and take out
$12,000. Yeah, don't they take you to like a different room to take that much money out and stuff?
The bank might even have it.
Yeah, come back. We don't have that money today.
Yeah, because the banks don't keep hundreds of thousands of dollars on. Like, so, certain banks get deliveries on certain days of the week. Like, nigga, it's a Wednesday. We don't got that. We'll get that shit on Thursday.
Nigga, that surprised the fuck out. I remember 1 year getting my tax return, and I'm like, I want all the money. And this is a bank I've been going to since I was like 16, 17. So I got a rapport with most of the tellers. She pulled me to the side. She's like, we ain't got that much money here. You come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm like, this the bank. This the bank. Why don't y'all have $5,000 right now?
Like, this is a place of money.
It's tax time. We've been giving everybody $5,000 all day. Like, no, we don't have that on hand.
Like, we.
And what you going to do with it?
In
2022, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, everything is damn near digital. You can have whatever you want. It's yours. You can schedule to come get it. We got to order it. We got to put an order in. And they be mad as fuck. I'm like, well, this not TV. Or niggas learn from getting robbed. Why would I keep all the money here?
Right, for you to come take it.
Supposed to have that vault in the back that you got to spin the wheel.
But that's what I'm like. Like, go in the back. It's just five of the band things. Just go in the back and get them and just come back. Like,
I'm going to put in the combo. I'll wait.
They know about banks from watching Andy Griffin or some shit. Like, nigga, that's not a real thing. Them safes don't really exist like that.
I'll be right back. Please.
Even when they do, that's kind of like just for show. Like,
ain't shit in there.
This number changes. Like,
yeah, but I mean, if you don't know, that's what you think. But like, I just, you know, in hindsight, it's easy to pick apart the situation. When you're going through it in the midst of it, you're probably in a different mindset. After taking a step back and looking at the whole situation, could things have, like, hindsight is 2020. Could shit been handled a lot differently? Absolutely. But like,
this shit falls squarely on two people. I personally put most of the blame
on the teller.
On the teller, supervisor.
Yeah.
Because that's your employee. And somebody came to you saying that they think they may get robbed and this the information they got. You don't look at it. Like, and if you did look at it as the supervisor there, you looked at the ID and the pin. You ain't asked questions.
You ain't say control of the situation.
Like, this his account. The 911 operator was like, so is this a real customer?
Because she confused too. So like, you took it to your supervisor and they didn't look at it. Like,
oh, so you didn't verify nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Maybe he wanted to be discreet.
Yeah, she over there like everybody.
She even said, like, he just wanted to be discreet.
She said, this nigga ain't got $12,000 in his account. He trying to rob.
And then when he said, look at the sheet, he going to tell me, look at the note. Let me call the
hat. You ain't even look at the ID. You don't know about Black Panther. They shoot this shit in Atlanta.
Like, nigga, Wakanda forever. It's me.
That's literally why he didn't bother to look
because he passed the note. And when he said, look at the note, like you said, she probably was like.
But my thing is, like, he gave his debit card and put in his PIN number. And you got an ID.
Look, man, ain't nothing good.
Who doing all that robbing the bank?
That they never did that.
I'm going to rob this bank, but I'm going to give you all the who I am.
Ain't shit really good coming out of Atlanta. Like, it's just.
So, look, man, just as when you was in a spot and my man told you about, like, the rules and regulations of tattoo. Every place that you go into has different rules and regulations, and you may not know them. And, like, depending on what happens to you, it's like, how do you know? Like, so you write your deposit slip out, you give it to her, and you can be like, hey, is it okay if you count the money in the back? Like, I don't even got to write that shit. You know what I'm saying? That could have possibly been different. He's not wrong for not doing it. How the fuck am I supposed to know? I'm a customer. You know what I mean? And people write shit on the back of the shit all the time.
I don't know what y'all policy is.
You know what I'm saying? So like,
and I know y'all not going to give me 12 racks through the fucking drive-through. So I mean, I got to come in.
He does it every month or whatever. So he's done it before and it was okay.
Yeah, because
so
he's been in Atlanta for a while because they've been filming Black Panther 2 for
about a year. Yeah. Damn near a year. Because they stopped production.
Yeah, they stopped because
what's
name got hurt.
Yeah.
In COVID.
And shout out to him. He was like, yo, officer, man, could you just, my badge is on my left hand side. Could you take a look at that badge? I'm going for work. And just Google my name, man. He's like, black man and black man. You don't want to do this, man.
You know, like, I'm Wakanda forever.
It's always tough when you got to pull the, you don't know who I am card.
Like, I ain't trying
and
to pull
his butt.
Sometimes
you got like, no, could you just Google my name, please?
Could you just take 5 seconds?
5 seconds.
Because this could turn this. So I want to know how they resolved it to his.
That's what I haven't seen. Like, what was that resolution?
Because it would have taken financial compensation to get me to calm down at this point because I've been racially profiled and me and my lawyer.
I don't know if you've been racially.
I wonder how it came back about because that was in January. How did it all
slow news day?
But yeah,
well, slow the body, they probably had the body cam.
Maybe the resolution probably happened recently, and maybe that's what prompted it to get out there. Maybe
the body cam footage is really what prompted everything. And I guess they have to
plus didn't TMZ break it?
Freedom of information and TMZ.
So you know they probably
came across it.
But like, the idea that this was like, yo man, these motherfucking cops. You know, the cops got called on a bank robbery. They came out there very peaceful, exiting them out pretty cool. They wasn't yelling at them, didn't disrespect them, asked them a couple questions, and went about their shit.
So they did.
You gotta ask questions. I'm not just about to show up on the scene. Not take my gun out if there's an active gun.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to protect myself. And I'm going to calm the situation down. I'm going to ask you some questions. And I get it. Yo, he angry. He got anxiety.
I can just appreciate that everybody was calm in that situation. Because if Ryan Coogler would have been like, bitch, do you know who I am? Like, that not like, just take a quick second, brother to brother. Like, bitch, do you, like, nigga, I'm.
Everybody handled it with the exception
of the teller.
Like, you
know why I'm in the city?
You ever been to, you've been at work?
Nigga, I work for Disney.
Somewhere, right? Big fella, you like Black Panther? Yeah, me too.
Like, on the phone with somebody or face-to-face with somebody. Like, this is the first time you touch this situation, but they hot. And they directing all that shit. You be like, yo, relax, homie. Like, you get pulled into it a little bit. Like, yo, I don't got nothing to do with that. This literally, I didn't know you existed 2 minutes ago.
Right.
You're asking me questions that I don't know the answer to. Let me ask you some questions. So, police to show up somewhere, we hot, right? At the one officer. The other nigga don't know what's going on. You pull up, hot as fuck. They gonna be like, look, calm down. Because I can't do shit if you wilding out. Like, stop yelling at me. And it's a really fucked up situation, man. But I'm glad it did not turn out worse because it had the potential to.
All day long. You could have easily been a hashtag.
Yeah.
That'd have been terrible. Terrible. We'd have never got Black Panther.
Right. We can't get Black Panther. You killed him and we can't get the movie? Bitch.
I mean, that's the worst way to look at it, but like, nigga, we'd have never seen.
Right.
I need to see who's going to be the next Black Panther in the movie.
Right. We on suspense.
All right, man. We got a story time with Muddy, dog. I'm about to call this nigga Mike.
Shout out to the homie Muddy.
I've told him to not tell me what actually happened. Because I've been waiting for this. This is like 3 weeks in a minute. This story has changed 3 times because it's been like 3 weeks.
So maybe we'll
things keep going.
Now we'll get the final version.
Yes. Okay. And I'm like, don't tell me. I wanna be surprised. I know bits and pieces.
And Muddy's a funny dude.
Yo, yo, yo.
What up, my nigga? Hey, you on the pod? You live? I didn't set the scene.
Muddy, this dame. What up?
Dang, what's good?
It was good, man.
Man, tell me what the fuck happened.
Oh, man. So I was telling Jay about this craziness that happened. So, you know, this last year, man, I've been all about peace. Peace and positivity. You know, amen. Energy. You know what I'm saying? Just I don't want to hurt nobody. So I was driving, man. It's crazy. I was driving in Troy. And on the way back, there's a lane. I cut this lady off a little bit. You know, I put my blinker on. She ain't hit the brakes or nothing. She ain't hit no horn. But as I was getting over, you can tell she tried to speed up. She was a little angry for no reason, man. So in the rear view, she flipping out. I mean, I'm just watching her in the rear view. So I put up the little, you know, you're talking too much hand signal. So we end up getting at the next light, man. And the lady pulls next to me. And she going, you know. Now, mind, this day, I was all about positivity, man. It was sunny. You know, I was listening to my R&B. I ain't want no problem. So I roll down the window and I say, ma'am, you know, I say, your ugly ass, you know, I hit her with the peaceful letdown. I said, look, ma'am, you know, your ugly ass exerting all that negative energy that don't need to be, you know, and I might have threw a female dog in there. Maybe. I don't remember, but she said, well, nigga, you don't know what I got in the car. Now, mind it, this day, normally,
Is she white? Is she white, Mike?
No, that's the crazy thing. Man, she's not, you know, but.
Because I just heard the N-word. I just heard the N-word. Yeah. You said you was in Troy.
Yeah, no, man. But the ugliness she was displaying, you know, I can tell that either she was from Highland Park or deep, deep, deep east. Like, not normal. So, look, so I rolled down the window and I say, ma'am, you know, you ugly. and this is making you even uglier. So you need to really lighten up. It's a beautiful day. She say, nigga, you don't know what I got in the car. Now, mind, normally I am armed. Now, mind, just because a black man don't say that he armed, don't mean he gonna use his weapon. This is for personal protection, you know? So it's not a situation to where I would have shot the lady and nothing like that, but that would have been a good day for her to get shot. So let me tell you the rest of the story. She says to me, nigga, you don't know what I got in the car? I say, ma'am, you don't know what I got in the car. I didn't have anything in the car but some roller skates, right? Because I just took them out of roller skates. So, you know, she say, nigga, you don't know what I got in the car? I say, ma'am, you don't know what I got in the car? She proceeds to ramble in her car and picked up her pepper spray. Now, mine, you know on The Matrix when shit moves in slow motion and you can see it coming? The stream of pepper spray came out the car, and it went eye level, boom, right on the side of my car. And I turned to the passenger seat, and it got me right in the lip. Now, I eat Thai food, right? So this was on the level of Thai food times 10. So it was medium plus, right? So look, not, in my mind, like I said, I'm all about peace and positivity. So I say to myself, I didn't know what to say. I was angry. So all I said to myself was, bitch, you want to jail. That's all I could think to say. So she hits the Yui on me, man, and I'm chasing her. And I know in her mind, she probably thought she got me in the eyes. So she probably thinking to herself, like, this nigga got superpowers. There ain't no way he's supposed to be behind me like this. But, man, I took that red light out of my pocket and put that bad boy on top of the car. And hit the whaler on her. I'm on her in traffic.
Hold on. Why do you have a police right. light in your car?
My nigga, it was imaginary. That's how angry I was. It wasn't even a real one. I felt like the police. You know what I'm saying? So I say, yeah, she going to jail today. So I ended up chasing her. And she hit the U-turn going back towards Troy. Now, mind, she was going towards like Oak Park. She hit the U-turn. So she didn't know what was going on. So she went and she hit five guys. She put up in five guys' parking lot and hopped out and ran into five guys. Now, at that point in time, as a black man, you got a decision. You got two decisions. You want to go to jail or you want to go home.
Facts.
So I decided I want to go home. So I sat in the car and waited for the police to pull up. And now, you know, we don't like police. I really don't. But, you know, I was a damsel in distress. Hey, police pull up, man. So I hop out, you know, and they immediately put their hand on their side. I get back in the car, say, "Hold on, nigga, I'm the victim. Chill out," you know. And so I get a cop my CPL, my license, and he said, "You armed?" I say, "Not today. Yeah, I want you to search my vehicle because she said I had something." I wanted to throw that roller skate at her ass, but Mike, I go skating, and she would have asked me, "Daddy, where's my right skate at?" So I left it alone. I say, "Go get her." They got her. They came out, man, and they went to Panera Bread. They dorm got me some milk, which I don't
even need. He needs some milk.
Hey, you know what? But you know what I've learned? Milk takes down the burn. It really did. So the milk, I gargled the milk, spit the milk out, and they walked their ass out in handcuffs, man. And I ain't gonna lie, man. I rolled past because they asked me, like, you want to press charges? And I normally don't do this, man, because I don't want to see black folks in trouble. But I say, what? Take her ass. She got to go. So hold on, y'all. I know y'all got 10 seconds to spare because this is funny. So as they getting her in the back of the car, you know, I'm backing down. I'm making sure that they not about to just try to play me, like get her in handcuffs, and then when I pull off, they let her out. So I want to see her ass get, you know, hooked and booked. I need to see everything. So she in handcuffs, man, and I the officers are talking outside of the truck, and they got her in the back of the car, but the window was down. And I rolled past. And if you remember the scene on Baby Boy when Snoop Dogg rolled past Tyrese, and he looked like Yvette, my nigga, I pulled up next to the car and looked at her. And when I say I licked my tongue out so far that, hey, it was. I felt so childish. I said, you know what? I gave a good old fashioned nan nan.
Now, you said the other day, you said the police called you back the other day.
You say that again? Yeah, the police called me. Actually, they called me twice. They said that follow the case. You know, if I want to follow it, then I can follow every step of it. So I elected to do that. Then Friday, they called me again and was like, are you sure you want to press charges? And I said, you know what, man? She got to learn, man. You know, because you can't just go doing that.
You got to teach these hoes sometimes, Mike. You got to give them a lesson.
For sure. For sure, man. You know, I was just thinking to myself, if this was 2 years ago and I was at that mindset where I was 2 years ago, I might have went five guys and told that motherfucker to pull it up. You hear me? But I didn't, you know, so it shows growth for one, because
hello, can I help you?
Can I get a happy meal for a girl, please? Four piece nuggets with a fresh.
He a dad. He a dad. I feel you, Mike.
That's it for me. Sweet sour, please. Sour.
This is fun.
Extra fry, please.
What drink?
Sprite.
Would that be all?
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
And Mike. Mike is 9 years old. There's no way she should be eating a four piece. Get that baby at least a six piece.
No, she had ate at her grandma's.
Oh,
so
okay.
This is courtesy meal, my nigga. This is so she won't touch my quesadilla. I ordered me some boofers. So
Mike, I know you may or may not remember this though. You remember the magic thumbs I used to have?
Yeah, I remember that, man. All right, man, let me say something, Jay.
Wait. So, well, we was on the way to 12 Oaks at the time. We was in, like, rush hour traffic. It's when you had that green Honda or whatever that shit was, right?
It was silver.
Silver? Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And, like, a nigga kind of, like, cut us off and shit. And it's funny that you had McDonald's and shit. And the car pulled up on the side. You know, talking shit to him. And she was like, Jay, roll your window down. And I rolled my window down. He was like, he gave me the biggest. That's what, like, when McDonald's had the 64 ounce. He's like,
no.
He like, throw this on their car. I was like, nigga, no. Hey. This nigga reached out because he driving. I'm in a passenger. Nigga reached over and threw that whole fucking 64
whole ounce bucket of a pot
on their car.
Was the perfect throw.
It was.
I mean, straight on the windshield. They had to hit the wipers, dude. Yeah.
And the cup fell off when it hit the wipers and shit. That shit was perfect.
Mike, I have a completely separate question to ask you, because I just had this epiphany the other day. You used to jit back in the day, didn't you?
I've been known to cut a little, bro.
Okay. Man.
Why you ask that?
Man,
he was just thinking about you dancing.
I just heard through the streets that back in the day, you used to be jitting out here. That's all.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, man, I was really shy anyway, so I really was never the dancing type. But if I knew then what I know now, man, I'd be having 50 fat girls buying me cars and bikes. I'd be all in these. I'd be a straight dancer back then, man. But I wasn't. That wasn't my thing.
It's not too late. It's not too late.
It's way too late.
Definitely too late, man.
Listen, Mike, man, I appreciate you, my nigga. I'm gonna hit you up a little bit later to talk about that other shit. But that's a fucking classic.
I appreciate you, man. Story time with Muddy.
Story time with Muddy.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Be safe out there, man. All right, bro.
All right now. Yeah.
That shit funny. You know what? When we was talking about offline, before we turned the mics on, like how you hold people accountable, right there. That's how you do it.
But she got to learn.
But that's also what we were talking about. Like, women think they can just do whatever because the threat of violence in their life is very, very low.
Yes.
But the threat of violence for a man is at mid-level all day long.
Man. I can possibly get into a fight with anybody all day long.
Man.
Every male that walks through this building and shit, like, there, who knows what the conversation, there's a low level of violence that a nigga was going to go through every day, and women act like that shit don't exist.
Every time I get on an elevator with another man, I give him that size up. Like, if we got to scrap on this elevator, right, can I kill you?
Yeah.
Because in my mind, that's where the fight ends. Anything less than death, you know, we had a fair one. But I understand that anytime I squabble with another grown man, death could be at the end of this fight.
Yeah, it could be. And I'd be really want to be like, yo, can I one hit her or is it a two piece? Because if you can stumble backwards, I probably get to my pistol and shit and shoot you, and then that shit will be all.
See, right? Again, I think it honestly depends on the person, but you're right. It's more men, but most women don't think that
A lot of
like,
women,
they feel like they're untouchable. Like, okay, I can just run my mouth and say this and won't nothing happen.
Because a lot of women haven't had to deal with that level of violence. Yeah. And you can
nobody didn't drug them around yet.
And I'm not advocating for a nigga beating bitches up, but you can tell like some of y'all ain't never been punched in the face. And it's a lot of niggas out there that's not afraid to punch a bitch square in her shit.
I will say this. I have three sons. I don't advocate anybody beating on anybody.
Come on, tell them what you tell them.
But this is what I've told my sons. Now listen, if you can keep her off you, that's fine. If the broad come at you with anything, knock her ass the fuck out twice.
That's
and then call me
raised.
And we gonna be pulling up. By the time she come to, we gonna pull up and beat her ass the rest of the way. Anybody. And that's how literally that we tell any boys in our family. It ain't that many. It's more girls. But we tell them all, hey.
I live by a little bit of a different rule.
And lay her ass flat.
And I'll use this analogy. This is an analogy that I like to use about gardening. I'm in my backyard, in my garden, having a glass of wine, planting my plants, and I'm being left alone. I'm just enjoying my Sunday afternoon. You jumped the gate, and now you're in my backyard. I wasn't bothering you. You decided to fuck with me. Now, I don't really be doing a lot of fight starting. Now, I don't back down like from much of nothing, but like I'm typically not the antagonist in situations. So when somebody, you can't tell me how to react to your fuck shit.
That's right.
So like once you have jumped my gate and are in my backyard, like you can't tell me, oh, that was going too far. Like, no, like I was just chilling and you decided to bring the bullshit my way. So whatever happens, you bought upon yourself.
Now, were you in your backyard throwing rocks at people on the other side?
Nah, man. I was just being
like, fuck your side. Your side.
I was just being peaceful.
I don't know why they jumped the fence. Well, sir.
Having a glass of Prosecco, smoking a blunt, listening to Frankie Beverly.
Now, yeah, I'll tell them.
Cheyenne
tell them
song
they...
before I let go. You know, just
my thing is, I have like a thing like, there's certain things a woman can do that she can grow a penis for like 30 seconds. And I'm going to whoop your ass. You got a weapon. You spit on me.
Mm. Oh, that spit.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it directed towards my kids?
Spit, I think, is following death.
Yeah.
Like certain things that you just grew a penis.
I guess it depends on.
There's certain things you just grew a penis and now I can beat your ass.
Yeah. Situation
and I'm going to beat your ass.
And it depends on the situation.
There you go, Jay. There you go, Jay.
Because
if you spit on it late at night after 2 o'clock, then, you know.
Well, when the spit's going, if it's going in another, but spit with bad intentions.
Yeah.
Spit with bad.
But yeah, and my kids. I'm peel your skin off.
Right, you got to go.
Yeah. Now, yeah, if she talking goofy, walk away on her ass. You know, as long as she, and if she just hitting you or pushing you or trying to be tough.
I don't like to be embarrassed.
Let that be. But if you're going to knock her ass out, have a valid reason. Because first thing I'm going to ask is, okay, so what you hit it for? Oh, she was talking crazy. No.
I don't like to be embarrassed.
That. Don't give her that much power over you to be that pissed and everything and whatever to talk. Because she talking crazy.
What I learned is if a woman's coming at you aggressively, grabbing these two shoulders, it just solves a lot of shit.
So I live by a simple rule. You know what I'm saying? It's funny what stick with you as a kid, but my dad used to say all the time, y'all can't get along, separate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we can't get along, I'm just going to never talk to you again. You know what I'm saying? It don't mean that like I hate you or like, but if we come to the point where, yo, I'm just going to separate. Now, that could be temporary. It could be long term, but I'm getting the fuck away from you.
Fair enough.
That's fair. Yeah.
Fair enough. We do got another topic that I wanted to touch on, this situation with Brittany Griner. If you all are not aware, Brittany Griner is a WNBA athlete, basketball player who is currently detained right now in Russia because they found hemp oil for her vape.
Allegedly.
In her luggage. And now she is detained and cannot leave the country. And while
facing 10 years in prison.
Yeah. In a Russian prison. And while I just know this story should be bigger news. And in my opinion, it's not getting the light that it deserves for a few different reasons. And I'm just going to say the most unpopular ones first, because number one, she's a black woman. She is a gay black woman. And because the WNBA does not pay their female athletes a professional athlete comparable wage, where a lot of these athletes have to go across seas to play in other leagues to supplement their lifestyle. They can't even have chartered flights because it's not within the WNBA's budget, and because they will not pay these women.
Because they don't make enough money to pay these women. It's not even in their budget.
It's
All these black women go overseas and play with no problem because them overseas people watch the games, they buy the jerseys, they sit in the seats. Like, this problem with the WNBA could be fixed if y'all just went to the games.
I think it could also be fixed with different revenue sharing opportunities also.
Yeah, you understand all these WNBA teams are owned by NBA teams that make all the money.
Like, you can circumvent some of these funds to give these young women better opportunities, better amenities, and things where they don't have to. There's no reason that LeBron makes more than the entire WNBA payroll.
There is a reason, though.
No,
because he brings in more than the entire
I get that, but there should also be multi-million-dollar WNBA athletes as well.
Like, Brittany Griner is one of their like top stars. She shouldn't have
to. You been to a WNBA game?
Yes, I have.
Not since the shock lift.
No, I'm gonna say that much. I haven't been since the shock lift.
You watch WNBA? Like, we don't watch that shit.
Nobody
watches. Like, we can act like we watch that shit, and they
if it's on, I'm not gonna seek it out. But if it's on,
that shit. It's more women in this country than men. That shit should be number one.
That's a good point.
They might watch it.
Did we put it on display to make them like?
It's on TV. It's on ESPN. They can watch it if they want.
Now I will say that as far as TV though, they just recently within the last couple of years started getting real time slots. Like, for a while they would be on like ESPN News. They wouldn't be like on ESPN, ESPN2, ABC.
If the game on, you gonna whatever channel the game on, I'm gonna watch the channel.
But my thing is, if you flip the channels, are you gonna come across ESPN or ESPN News more than likely? Are you gonna come past ABC or ESPN the Ocho?
I don't think niggas flip channels no more. I don't
even. But I'm just saying, like, if you
but even not that being the issue, the disparity in pay, the fact that this black woman is locked over there with very little publicity. You haven't heard, like, nigga, if it was Tom Brady over in a Russian jail, Sleepy Joe would have been on the phone by now.
I wouldn't even say Tom Brady if it was just another white man.
Elena Deladon or somebody else.
It could have been the bum wide receiver from the Lions.
I got a difference.
He got caught up.
I got a difference of opinion. One, she got arrested over there damn near 3 weeks ago, a week before the Ukraine and the Russian invasion, right? One, I don't know if she was actually a dog allegedly sniffed her or whatever. I don't know that's the case. I know if we got high profile athletes in the country and I'm about to invade, I can use this shit as a bargaining chip from some Russia shit to America shit and snatch you. She plays at this league every year. She got a house over there. Like, she live in Russia sometimes, half a year, because she makes more over there than she do. In America and shit. So I don't know that. Two, so it was 3 weeks that this went by. We knew nothing because her family didn't want us to talk about it. They wanted to keep it discreet. Two, I don't know that you can make this shit a national news story because now that bargaining chip, it's a bigger piece.
Yeah.
Like, if you let the whole fucking world know, oh shit, we really care about Britney. Now Putin like, oh fuck no, I'm not giving her back. If we keep this shit on the low and try to do some shit behind the scenes, maybe we can do something. I'm just doing this. This is just.
That makes sense.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? There's a reporter from Michigan who's been over there for like 3 years, and they were in the process of trying to get him home. But this shit start happening and
double back.
Yo, Russia not giving nobody back to America.
Not right now.
We get them niggas $1 billion. We giving them foreign aid, humanitarian aid, missiles and shit like that. Why the fuck am I give you a? Why am I give somebody back to you? Let's say we make it the biggest story in the world. I'm still not giving her back. Like, we be wanting the attention as if because you have attention, Putin gonna be like, oh wow, well,
oh, let me give her back to you. Nope.
Well, I guess that
even means, more reason to keep her. Thank you.
No, like on some strategic stuff,
especially
like,
right now the U.S. and cut off all their water, pretty much.
I don't know that the now it is out, right, and it's been come. I don't know that the thing is like, yo, make this a really, really big story because Putin cares about the feelings of Americans or nigga, his own country people is, well, initially his own countrymen were protesting this war. Now it's against the law for you to say anything negative about the military or about this situation.
That yeah, he real North Korea on that shit right now.
And everything. And they ain't just him. They whole like, yo, this shit is deep. Yeah. And she not coming home.
Sadly, she gonna be there a hot minute.
100%.
Sadly.
I just think we should take Ovechkin.
For what? That's not a
That's Putin's boy though.
Yeah.
Like he like his Instagram picture.
He can't go back to Russia.
Because his Instagram picture to this day is him and Putin.
This nigga's free as fuck over here in America.
Snatch why the fuck? His ass
up. Why the fuck I need to go back? I'm rich as fuck in America and I'm free.
He's here when he's in the hockey season. When he's not in the hockey season, he goes back to Russia. The
opposite of Brittany Griner.
Yeah, he's doing How Brittany. About this?
So just kill How about his visa. This? That's all you gotta do. Kill his visa.
You can't go, nigga. We gonna hold her like so. Listen, check this out. Putin's a fucking gangster, okay? Like he's a bully and a gangster. Now you know when you win the Stanley Cup. Allegedly, y'all. This is alleged. But you know when you win the Stanley Cup, it's the same cup.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it's not like same a bunch one. Of them and shit.
Yeah, they.
And once you win it, everybody gets 24 hours with,
yeah, with the cup. Yeah.
So there is also a nigga that follows the cup.
Yeah.
Everywhere he goes.
Yeah, they got a handler.
Comes from the handler or whatever. But when Ovechkin, his 24 hours, he took that bitch to Russia. Mm. And they lost the handler.
I never heard this story.
Wow.
I've heard about it.
Yeah.
And the rumor is Putin got the real cup and they replaced that bitch with a fake one.
Now that part I didn't hear. I've heard that the handler got lost.
This got real weird, real quick.
Also, Putin got one of Jerry Jones' rings.
Yeah, he do.
Took that bitch. Like I thought it was a gift. This nigga, he's a bully.
Thug. Like he pulled his whole card.
Like, oh, this like,
he pulled Jerry Jones' whole card.
He probably was trying to leave, and the president walked.
I don't remember which one, but it was either Kraft or Jones. I don't remember which one, but I remember they was in the same picture. But like one of them niggas, he was like, he tried it on
and didn't give it back.
Like, thanks.
He said, "Yeah, this look real nice."
Like this look real nice on my finger.
But what can you do in Russia? You just
he did it here.
Oh,
he was visiting.
No.
He was here visiting them niggas and was like, thanks.
What can you do here? He a diplomat.
My grandma gave me that chain.
Basically.
I figure if you a figure like Robert Kraft or Jerry Jones, you can make a couple calls
and do what? He got diplomatic immunity.
KGB.
That nigga gonna shoot a nigga in the head and he ain't going to
prison. The KGB is one of the most notorious police forces in the world.
I don't know. Call somebody and get my shit back.
My grandma gave me that.
Get Trump on the phone. Get my shit back.
This is what I be telling niggas, right? Everybody be like, yo, knowledge is power. Money is power. Nigga, power is power.
Power. Yeah. Yeah.
When I can do something to you physically.
And it comes in different
And you forms. Can't do it back to me. If I can take what you have, that's the power.
FYI, I've never been robbed in my life. Me and Putin, I don't know.
We had to scrap.
I don't know what.
We got to scrap.
We got to do something. We just got to do.
You know he like a fourth degree black belt.
I don't give a fuck. We got to scrap.
He probably not like a real black belt. He just the president.
He wrestles bears and shit.
I don't know if you like.
Look at some of his videos.
No, I'm aware that like he's a real.
That nigga still be killing niggas.
Like,
I don't care. I'm still gonna scrap.
I'm talking about like. In recent time, like he gets
like I'm convinced if Russia really like gets like some real war shit, I'm convinced he would go out there with the AR and be like, what's up?
Probably.
I'm not trying to make this nigga like he's some fucking Lex Luthor supervillain, but
I just
the Omar.
I just don't feel like I'm gonna let this nigga take something up off of me.
What you gonna do?
It's Putin, big fella.
Like, what you gonna do?
Like when Omar took the ring from Marlo. Okay. These whole eyes be the full house.
So can you just be when he asks to see it? I don't know. Like I just tell the nigga no. You can see my ring. Like you see with your eyes.
Like no, big dog. I want that. Let me try it on.
No.
He like
no.
Don't worry about it. My friend's gonna try it on.
Donk of shame, motherfucker. No. This I don't know if that's Russian or whatever, but it's my shit. It's mine.
What, an Elvis song or something?
It's real language, though.
What was that? Ferris Bueller.
It's real language.
I forgot what it means.
But it doesn't matter. You're not. No. Putin was. No.
Putin was Omar. And Robert Kraft was Fat Joe.
Around here, I'm somebody too, nigga.
I've been hearing the Brittany Griner thing, and everybody, I've seen the headlines like, yo, this is not a story because she black, she woman, she gay.
But that's part of it, though. We can't say it's not part of it.
They can't say it in a vital. I mean.
Because like I said again, if the exact same situation, even using the one, like I said, if it was Lena Davidova, it would be a way different media spin.
But we all heard about that shit on the media.
Yeah, but it would still be a bigger thing.
It'd be like an everyday shit, like the war is. Like they be talking about it on ESPN.
More important shit going on, like, I don't think an actual war.
But I don't think, and also it wouldn't have been 3 weeks for us to find out that Elena Delvedova was locked up in a Russian jail. Even with the family's request, I just feel like it wouldn't.
The Russians didn't see her, but like, who gonna tell the American? Like, I don't know what they both.
I don't.
Like it's a Russian league.
Let that woman go. Let her go. I don't know how free you solve the shit. Just let her go.
Side note. She tall as hell. She's tall.
She dunks regularly.
Like, as hell.
Consistently.
Over here in America, if you went to Russia, you're supposed to be gone for a couple months, and I ain't seen you in 3 weeks, nigga, you in a different country. Like, I'm not even looking for you. I'm not checking for you.
Just let her go.
And if her family don't be like, hey, yo, something's going on, she ain't here. Like, how the fuck we supposed to know?
I don't know. Tell the team. Put out a press release. I don't know. Just drum up some interest.
I think your family going, like...
I don't know. If your kid went somewhere...
Not even say Russia. Your kid went to fucking California. You ain't heard from your kid in like 3 weeks. You know,
nigga, inquire. If I ain't heard from my child in 24 hours, yeah. Nigga, about 12 hours. Somewhere.
Her family knew though. Like it's the us that didn't know. Her family knew.
Uh-huh. But my thing is like that shit is out of.
They may have. They I mean, may I have understand.
Like
quiet.
I don't know how
purposely not said
international government shit work. You would think Russia's got to report to somebody like, hey, we got one of your people.
They heard. She made more money in that league than
the
NBA.
But I'm saying, like, I think it's, you got, this like,
nigga, call the embassy. Like, somebody got to be there to help me.
Yeah.
Help me.
Somebody's got to tell somebody, hey, we got one of your people in our jail. Hey, nigga, she ain't coming back. Somebody's got to report that to somebody.
When niggas get arrested, I don't call your family to tell you got arrested. Nigga, you just got arrested.
Yeah, but that's, nigga, that's here. That's,
what I'm saying. Yeah, who knows how they do it over there.
But I'm just trying to think, like, even with all this.
I feel like it's protocols that happened.
With this disruption going on, like, they don't give a fuck what the American embassy got to say. Like, suck my dick. I'm hanging
out. Right now, it's empty anyway. All them niggas got the fuck out of there 2 weeks ago.
China told them niggas that don't do that shit during the Olympics. Like, we was about to go. I remember that. They were like, yeah, don't do that shit during the Olympics, my nigga. We need to get these golds. They are preparing. Like, we probably snatched her on some. This thing got probably shit to do with vapes and all shit like that. And if they snatch you and don't want nobody to know, then nobody gonna know.
We only know what the media is telling us. It could be a whole totally different.
I can only get
whatever the media is telling us. You know, we don't know what it. You know,
I could see her just walking through the airport trying to get through TSA, and just like a bunch of niggas with German Shepherds approach you, and you just can't do shit. Like,
it could have just been a fucking mistake. Like, it could have been a vape pen in there, right? Like, nigga. So I ain't packed my bags, nigga. Who knew? I forgot that shit was in this little zipper and shit. But like, nigga, I'm a star with this motherfucker. I smoke all the time.
I just feel
like she is a black gay lesbian woman. Cool, all that shit. But she a star in a Russian league. They don't care.
So I got clearly. I got caught with a weapon in the airport. I got caught with a knife. Just on some real shit. A very light story time with Dame. I got caught with a knife in the airport, and.
Before or after 9/11?
This was after 9/11. This is probably about 2 years ago. And like when they was running my shit through TSA, I didn't think about it. But like they had my stuff like just a little bit longer than everybody else's. So I'm like, what the fuck are they going through? And then I saw them pull it out in my jacket. I'm like, oh shit, that's a knife. So,
it's a knife.
that's not a knife.
So I saw him pull the knife out. So I approached the TSA nigga because he looked like one of us, young nigga, like probably don't give a fuck about his job like that. Nappy, because this
here for the ear to check.
Yeah, like nappy hair. I'm like, bro, if I just throw it away, can we just act like?
Can I go?
I don't know. This never happened. He was like, just throw it away up over there. So, I mean, like, I feel like, I don't know. Some of that shit's just not a big deal. If I get caught with a little weed in the airport, can I just throw it away? I mean, I'll swallow it.
In Russia who can do whatever they want to is the people who got money. And
she got money.
She got $1 million. There ain't no money. It's different over there. The criminals and the crooks who got actual money, that's different. And this shit may not have happened. They could have just snatched her ass up.
As yeah, this all could be overplayed.
We don't
for
know
another
what.
Way.
Yeah, that's what I say.
This all really could be overplayed for
another
way.
They're gonna say whatever they want to.
Yeah, yeah, chess moves.
What I didn't like is that we jumped to the like, yo, this because she black, she gay, and this like, no, are you saying that that's an issue? Are you saying that somebody who is less than because of those things? Because as soon as you heard anything, I seen headlines like this is why. That's like a defeated, almost self hatred shit.
Like I wouldn't say that, but we got it's a precedent with media in America, like how they treat black women, gay people. So it's not like we pulling that shit out of our ass.
I don't know.
Shit has happened. This is America.
I mean, I don't know.
But I get the point you're making, though. Like it should have been.
I get the point you're making.
It should have been more of a deeper thought into the initial reaction.
I don't think the first one. The
we
first
we went to low hanging fruit.
The first reaction, I was like, oh, this nigga Poop set this shit up. I didn't go, yo, this, like, we judge everything by attention. Yeah. I think this rapper should be bigger, man. Don't you love that music? Don't you listen to it? Don't they live a good life? No, I just want more people to listen. Like, what does that do for you?
Or you just enjoy
like, it. Like, everything is attached to this attention scale. No, this should just be a bigger story. Like, I think a lot of motherfuckers heard this story. Like, how much bigger? Do you want to hear the exact same story tomorrow? That the information that you already know? Or if you wanted the story to be bigger, then you share it with more people.
I want to be wealthy. I don't want to be famous. I'm good. I don't care.
But, yo, it's wild. Well, that was what, Saturday this shit broke? This shit broke on Saturday. It's a week later we talking about it.
That was Saturday?
Yeah, that was
Saturday. Like, I think it was longer than that. That was just Saturday? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think it was on Saturday.
Hey, man, just find a way to get her home. And if we got
free my nigga Brittany.
If we got to kidnap Ovechkin, I mean, soldiers got to die. Allegedly, there was some assault there. Yes.
All right, I'm just checking.
I remember that, yeah.
Just checking.
So, kidnap Ovechkin. Hashtag kidnap Ovechkin.
We got all the Russian elites that is America, we got to snatch them niggas up. Even trade.
When he come here for play the right wing, take him straight to OCJ.
Iserman, we love you.
Now, OCJ ain't rough enough.
You got to take him down to Wayne County.
Wayne County ain't rough enough. Take him out to Macomb with them white boys coming down off of meth.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like let them.
So take the white people to hang with the other white people.
Nah, man. Macomb County, rough. I've had run-ins all over the state. All over the state of Michigan.
Macomb County worse than Wayne?
Wayne ain't that bad because anytime I've been locked up in Wayne County, you bound to see somebody you know. You know what I'm saying? Like it's
next to him.
No, but you in enough vicinity where like I've never felt unsafe.
Well, all I know is
Macomb County is the only jail I've ever been locked up in that I felt like, yo, I don't belong here. Like I gotta get out of this bitch.
It's niggas that be downtown in the jail.
Oh, they murderers.
Who be taking pleas because fuck it, let me go to my prison. Because everybody is in there. Ain't no segregation. Like, you and this bitch for tickets. You here for child support. He chopped the nigga down.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, dang. They don't separate him at all. No, they don't separate him at all. Nope.
Because
you could be sitting right next to you. Like you said, it could be child support. And
that's why you're waiting to go to court.
And while you're waiting to go to court, you right there. And you always got the crazy nigga of the week here.
And they might separate him to another cell. But guess what? The other nigga in the other cell know the other nigga, and they done already conspired to jump your ass every time. So,
damn.
Yeah.
Hey, Wayne, I ain't never had no problems in Wayne County. I see somebody I know.
What a week there. You had a cool week.
Right, you have a nice
some
week
niggas have been there for years because it take a long time to get the trial.
Yeah.
Especially with COVID.
Oh, with COVID, then Pope. Yeah, they was
the nigga who the nigga who murdered Nipsey. He been in jail, county jail. For 2 years, 3 years.
That's right. That still hasn't been to court yet. Yeah.
Look, my nigga.
How long Tax Stone been in jail? Since we started our first podcast ever in 2016?
He was going to jail. Look, my nigga. There's a doctor in Michigan that is suing me right now. Nigga suing me. Like, but the shit with COVID, we ain't been to court in the 2 years since he sent me the shit. So this nigga is calling me talking about, like, look, can we work something out? I'm like, nah, nigga, I'll see you in court. Because that's the way you took it. Like, it ain't, we passed working court, some shit out. I'll see you in court, my nigga, whenever we go.
Yeah, they got some of them sitting down there on, like, their third, fourth year. I'm like,
Damn.
Me and this nigga going on like year three.
Yeah, that's about right.
I see you in court, homie. You did this. I see you in court.
6 years. Say niggas that learn their lesson. Wait, no.
That's the theme of the day. Some niggas just gotta learn. They just gotta learn.
I'm fairly sure every year jail get worse. You got a younger group of niggas who don't give a fuck. Yes. Every year that shit get worse and worse and worse.
Because we had crack babies in our generation.
These are the cracks.
So these crack babies then had babies. And now these crack babies and raised they babies.
Mm-hmm. The crack babies is meth. The crack babies.
Like, this is the second generation of bad parenting of crack babies right now.
Yeah, this is just a generation of badass kids raised by badass kids.
Yeah.
Some of y'all wasn't even, well, we all crack babies because we was impacted by crack. But some of y'all just, y'all just been
no cash, no structure ever.
Yeah.
When Nana's still going to the club with mama.
Yeah.
When Nana's 38 when you born. Like, right. she ain't Nana.
In most cases, Chris, most cases.
That's not even that wild.
It's like 32.
Because that means at 38, you was 20 when you had a child. And then at 18 years later, you have another, your child have a child. Hey, that's.
I was a grandmother. I became a grandmother at 33.
If you're a great grand.
Nah, that's wild. That's out of control.
At like 40, like, yo, something.
Somebody need to call CPS.
That's out of control.
Something going on.
They fucking in your family. Yeah. Everybody fucking.
Yeah. Out of control.
So look. And now we're going to segue into y'all. So look. You know, we more than just to kick it here with us. We got y'all here because y'all got a noble cause that you have championed and like some other stuff going on out in these streets. So like kind of fill us in and what's going on in y'all world right now.
I'm Brazzo, a.k.a. Cam Braz, depending which way you know me. I run Sound Off Sundays Open Mic and Running Strong 7 years plus. But also, I do a community-driven event called Tampon Palooza that I've done. This will be the 7th edition of it.
Okay.
Where I throw an event yearly. It's all female Detroit entertainers. And the whole cause of the event is just to get, like, feminine hygiene products, hair care products, or anything you think somebody, like, low-income or homeless that's a woman may need. And we gather these donations to take them to various shelters, girls' homes, or wherever, schools, whoever need it.
So honestly. your entry into the event is either monetary or we actually want you to donate the item. So that's how you get into the event. So it's basically free if you bring.
So you said niggas bring in some tampons. As you act like you don't want to see.
Niggas bring in some tampons. Yes.
Or hair care products or whatever you feel.
Any type of women told you. We've had some of everything.
But if you ain't comfortable with going to CVS hitting that special aisle, bring $10. And I'll go for you.
Okay.
And I'll be that awkward nigga that I've done every year to have a car full of tampons, and I'm at a red light, and people are just looking like, why?
It's for a good cause.
Until a couple of years ago, he had to go into these places by himself, and then I joined him because I'm like, yeah. He like, yeah, it wasn't easy kind of getting there. Some people didn't want donations. I'm like, yeah.
I tell you, if I just seen,
if they seen
two,
you,
y'all two in the car with a car full of tampons, I'm still looking at you. Why the fuck y'all got so many?
So imagine just him walking in somewhere, like, you know, just a whole women's place, and he like, yeah, I'm dumping off these. She got like, no, impossible. Yeah.
Somebody got a heavy flow this.
So when and where is Tampon Palooza taking place this year?
Saturday, March 26th at D-Loft in Hamtramck. No ask me address right now. Just Google the D-Loft.
Okay.
You got some flyer social media information where we can. Okay.
Yeah, so I got a whole separate event Instagram at Tampon Palooza. You can look on the Sound of Sundays Open Mic Instagram is there. On my personal Instagram, Brazzo81 is there. You friends me on Facebook, Cam Brazz is there. It's everywhere.
Okay.
So you said this is going to be the 7th iteration of it?
Yeah, the 7th, yeah.
What made you start this?
This is real shit. In the bathroom, doing what we do in the bathroom, reading. And this was like maybe a couple months after my daughter was born. So I'm still in that all emotional new daughter phase.
Thanks.
And I come across this article on Facebook about, you know, homeless women and how they struggle to get shit. And I'm just sitting there and I'm thinking like, you know, I mean, I got a job. I got life insurance. Something happened to me. My daughter and my other kids straight. But my mind went to what if?
Yeah, for sure.
And my mind went to like, shit, I wouldn't want my baby be out here because I was, you know, reading this horror story, this damn article on fucking Huffington Post, and I'm like sitting on this toilet about to start crying, like, damn, this fucked up. Like, homeless women saying they got to, like, steal shit or go to the bathroom and roll up toilet paper or just be out here cutting up shirts and shit like that. And that's fucked up. Like, women ain't got no control over that shit.
Because the thing you really don't think about, you know, you just think overall, like, okay, homeless people need food, you know, They need something to drink, they need shelter. But you're not thinking, like, this is something that we can't control that we do every month. You know, so nobody thinks, oh, let me get her some toilet, you know, so that's why they have the result.
Yeah, so I went from, thinking about, like, damn, that'd be my daughter, and I went from a, damn, somebody should do something about it. And at this time, I had recently just started Sound Off Sundays, and then I went from, damn, somebody should do something, can your dumbass do it? Mm. So then I put it on Facebook, put it out there, a bunch of, ladies and friends was like, that's a good idea, you should do it, yada, yada, yada. And I did the first one thinking it was going to be a one-off. I'm thinking, like, I'm one and done. Cool. And then women start coming back to me. People, like, the whole organization, they asking, like, streets start talking. Like, are you going to do it again? I'm like, I guess.
Okay.
You know, and just, women around me, friends and stuff like that, family, artist friends was like, yeah, you do it again. I'll perform again. I'll perform. And it's to the point every year I start organizing, I got to start turning performers away because it'd be that many that immediately jump in because of the cause. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. I think it's definitely a good way to spotlight some of the female talent around the city, too. Who do you have performing at this year's Tampon Palooza?
Let me go to the handy dandy iPhone.
Because there's some incredible incredible female artists.
Lucy Cavalli.
There you go, assistant.
Tam? Why, is she performing?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, okay. Let's see.
What was her name? Tam what?
Tam White.
Comedian Tam. I got it. I got the whole lineup right here. All right. So we got a dope poet named Afi, a singer named Ann Hickey, an amazing poet and rapper Bella Sweets.
Amazing.
Activist, poet, Channy the Hippie, dope rapper named K-Bay, amazing soul singer Lolly Mariah. She's from here, but also based out of New Orleans.
She's really good too.
Lucy Cavalli, an amazing, amazing rapper, creative soul singer, Maya Monroe, another singer, Shy Kai, dope rappers, Silena Syrie, comedian T-Barb, comedian Tam White, dope singer rapper, Tierra Tanai, and a dope rapper, V Marie.
Okay, I've heard of V Marie too. So that's what's up. Strong lineup. And you said,
T-Barb, if you seen the
comedian T-Barb, yeah.
If you seen the video of the house door
on Family Dollar,
100% her. Okay. Not her house door, but
yeah, the sketch she made that go viral.
That's what's up. So it's a dope lineup. And you said this is the 26th.
Yeah, so Saturday after next. I'm not sure what time you're going to upload this.
It'll be up tomorrow.
Okay, so Saturday the 26th. So if it'll upload tomorrow, 2 weeks from the time you're hearing this, 2 weeks later, doors are at 7:00. Show should start by like 7:30, but we niggas could be a little later.
Okay.
We got a lot of amazing vendors going to be in the building. We got Premium Taste Catering with food. We got DJ Notorious Fan on the ones and twos. What am I forgetting?
I'm trying to think.
Sponsored by Oso, Randy Rosario, Oso Radio, sponsored by Net Entertainment, sponsored by Nutri-Based Smoothies. Trying to think of some of the vendors. We got a lot of amazing vendors. I know I got like
have a ton of vendors.
I got like a sex coach that's vending. I don't know how sex coaching is going to work as a vendor, but
she's selling sex.
Maybe
I think like a sex coach.
Why'd you help?
I think she's like a sex therapist. We got edible vendors, clothing vendors. It's gonna be a vibe. Every year it's a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like if you get past the surface of like, yeah, it's about tampons and shit. But if you get past that part of it, it's honestly every event is a vibe. Like I said, and then especially if you single too,
it's gonna be a lot of women.
Yeah, and I think
like you walk in with a box of tampons, they already like,
oh my goodness, you are fussy. You care about the cause.
And I watched it happen. I seen somebody.
Yeah, it's literally happened. I'm like, dang, because you know the bar ain't flowing. And left with somebody. And they all like, well, yeah, you're
trying
you know.
To stop their period for 9 months.
Yeah, and I think it's such a big age that we are. There's no embarrassment to grabbing some feminine products down the aisle.
Like comedian thing, like niggas told them jokes on stand up and TV shows, but like. you clearly know it's not for me.
Right.
Like, are you mad that it's a woman?
I buy my daughter pads all the time.
We've had
more embarrassing for her than it is for me.
We've had dudes come in there and they stop and everything. How much is it? I'm like, you know, it's just monetary donation. Are you bringing, you know, a pad or a tampon? All right. Leave and come back with
one. I've had that.
Here you go. I'm like, thank you for this.
They went to the gas station.
No, they didn't. No, seriously. Yeah, they'll go be like, all right, I'll be right back.
And no, then the good thing about D-Loft, there's a CVS like down the block. So
yeah, the last time we did it.
I know what you're talking about. That CVS right there on Joseph Compton.
You can see it from the door.
Yeah, like literally could walk across the street and I think it's like a block up.
Okay, yeah. I know the area which you're talking about.
So signed off Sundays. I feel like... Like, you may have been the only person who didn't stop during the pandemic. Did you stop?
Yeah, we was down for like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
We stopped when the world stopped, obviously. And then we started back, was it August?
I think it was like August.
It was either the very end of July or August.
And Sound Off is running by
every month? Every other Sunday.
Every other Sunday, okay.
Yeah, so next Sound Off is the 20th, so that week of Tampon Blues at the beginning of that week.
So that Sunday is Sound Off, and then the 26th later on is
Tampon
Blues. Cool. Well, we want people to come out and support. Bring more than just one pad. Like, buy a fucking box.
But like I said, if you can't,
you gotta bring one, bring one.
Yeah.
Just bring one
person that one's for, it matters to that person.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also come to Sound Off, too. Sound Off, I tell any artist in the city, like, always market it as it's a good place to kind of start, because that's the one thing I can't say. I've been to plenty of open mics, but Sound Off is for sure like the most welcoming and friendly. Like, the vibe is always good. People are always like, you know, we've never really had anything crazy happen. I mean, we have plenty of crazy stuff happen, but we've never had anything negative happen there. You know,
nothing so safety.
It's
nothing
always
bad
love.
Safety.
Yeah,
wise,
no best. Yeah. Nothing bad.
Okay.
Somebody tried me once, but nothing bad safety wise.
Oh, come on out.
But we have shenanigans, you know what I'm saying? I'm a shenanigans kind of nigga, so I encourage shenanigans, but you know, that's just me as a person.
Come on, perform. So give all the social media out one more time so people know where to go, where they can start following. Is Cash App available for donations also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, social media is, if you want to follow my crazy ass, it's Brasshole81. I post fucked up shit and don't come over there being sensitive. The open mic page is Sound Off Sundays Open Mic, all one word. The Tampon Palooza event is at Tampon Palooza. If you want to make a monetary donation, my Cash App is same thing as my Instagram, Brasshole81. If you're going to send something for Tampon Palooza, just put it in a little comment thing. So I won't think I just randomly got blessed and be like, thank you, Jesus. Right. Let's see, like I said again, it's at D-Loft and Hamtramck. Sound Off is at the venue called The Higher Function. It's at 5249 East 7 Mile. Again, you can find that information on the Sound Off page.
You knew that by heart? I didn't know the address by heart.
Because people be asking. I said it and I typed it so many times and it stuck.
7 Mile of Monarch, that's all I got.
Yeah. Next to BB's, from my Eastsiders, BB's.
If you on the move, eat BB's.
Yeah, it's literally next door to BB's.
That is, yeah.
It's literally next door.
Okay. That's what's up. Jay, you got a whose man's is this week?
I do, but I'm going to play your music pick first.
All right, so my music pick of the week is from, you know, an established statesman around here from the city. One of my favorite MCs from the city of Detroit is Elzai. Okay. The song is called Pros and Cons. Elzai just dropped a new project today.
Oh.
Buy it, listen, enjoy it. This is off the new project. But again, the name of the song is Pros and Cons. I know we're not going to play the whole thing, but it's got like a crazy beat breakdown in the middle of it. And you got to just listen to the concept of the song.
And side note, Elzai raps better than you. He just raps better than you. And I don't know of a person who raps better than Elzai. I'm not saying he is the best, but I don't know a lot of people who can rap better than. Just as good as, yes. Better than?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah. This goes out to my peoples off Coney, to my peoples on Joy Road, Evergreen, Plymouth. Right,
the Lord knows we serve.
My guys, pros and cons to this shit. Take it from the prolific. Who's proficient with the pen? Let's begin or shall I proceed? The jot down was profound. I pray you don't acquire beef, but get your protein, cause it's important. I know some promote a propensity for violence that propel into projectiles, causing moments of silence from something blown out of proportion like propane. Do you provide our prescription promethazine to proliferate your provolone, or is it cocaine? Don't want to see you catch a charge like a proton and get probation from a hustle that is profane, like the provocative lifestyle of a protagonist that follow procedure to protocol off a project produced by yours truly. I would rather you be a protege and see in a different perspective when things don't go your way. Ever read up on gang culture? Our people were provoked to stick together for protection from those who hate that we were born appropriate. My views are in between folks who protested the election and the pro-black self-proclaimed freedom fighters that licked the shot after prohibition towards aggressors.
All right. All right. Listen.
Yeah, but then I'm not getting the card.
Listen.
Cold.
We going to do this episode one time. It's like the most creative rap songs ever. Elzai is on the list for like three of them for me. Like literally just the most creative. Like how the fuck did anybody think it is? I don't know if y'all peeped that all these words the were pro.
Yeah.
And not just the P. It's literally prolific, promo, pro.
After the beat breakdown, he everything is con.
Yeah.
My nigga, like.
The scheme of it is bananas.
It's a different pen. And you don't rap. Elzai raps better than you.
It sounds like a completely different song at the beat breakdown, and then the second half is all con.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo,
that scheme is crazy.
He just raps better than you. Whose man's is this? You niggas. Because you niggas told me that Kanye West was stalking Kim Kardashian. That's what y'all told me.
Nah.
And y'all told me that if this was anybody else, he'll be going to jail and this and that and this and that. Whole time them niggas shooting a fucking TV show for Hulu that he owned with her.
Whole time. Yep.
I don't pay attention to that shit, so what am I missing?
The lies. The cap.
They got a TV show.
So all this has been filmed for a TV show?
Yeah.
All this shit.
Okay. He's on this episode. She says, even when things aren't good. What the fuck?
Are you serious?
They still together, ain't they?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Oh, Kanye West will appear in the Kardashians family upcoming Hulu series. I do think it's important for people to see that things aren't perfect all the time, but they can get better, Kim says.
So in other words, they're still together. Y'all about to find out through the show. Congratulations.
I just don't like people because the headline always looks so, yo, we got to do this. And yo, because this is a big problem. And it just be a headline. And like when you listen, it just be a headline and it sound good and it grab the hearts of people. But like every headline don't attach to real life circumstances.
Journalism is created to provoke feelings.
And a lot of people online be so involved in hypothetical situations that never actually happen. And you have a life and death conversation argument over some shit that never happened. And it's just a hypothetical. Like how many of your friends got divorced because the husband did like that never happened to you. Why do you even have a... it really be irritating, but you niggas told me that he was stalking the woman that he goes and pick up his kids from every day. Like, how do you stalk somebody you live next? I don't know. It's just weird because
that's wild.
And I said the whole time, like, we don't know how much of this shit is real.
I figured it was like promo for Donda 2. That's what to be a TV show?
Not on Hulu, because we not fucking with E no more. We got a bigger bag.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. We got a Disney bag because Hulu is connected with ABC mm-hmm. and shit.
Yep, it is because that's part of my ESPN Plus bundle.
Yeah. So, I'm just saying, you niggas told me he was stalking her publicly.
And it was
and
Hulu.
He needed help.
And it was Hulu's talking to her.
Only time, and whole time, all he kept doing was taking shots at
Hulu
Skeet.
Produced it. Hulu just was producing the show.
This was going to happen.
It was Mickey Mouse's fault.
Taking shots at Skeet, and everybody said he was stalking her. Like, nigga, I don't even see her mention her name. Like, he really be just taking shots at Skeet. And I think that shit is all promo.
That's definitely promo for Nanda.
And jokes.
Because all the shit he been taking out has been shit off Nanda too.
And jokes.
Watch when the show airs. Y'all gonna be sitting there like,
and
wait.
Man, niggas buy that screen player.
I done seen niggas drop think pieces about, yo, I don't like how he was fronting like he was friends with
them long ass Facebook statuses.
With
with this was anybody Kali else, and
Mos Def, and nigga, he was mad at Talib, so he was poking shots with him on television. Like, why did y'all take this shit serious? We see him. We know he was. Come on, man. I didn't even take the Big Sean shit serious. Well, did I think it was fucked up to say? Yes, but I didn't think he was like literal, because it don't even make sense to be literal. Like, he was in his fucking feelings, and niggas talk shit when they in their feelings. But then them niggas was squashed it and was together. At Donda. Like, if they can be cool, then you could be cool too, because it actually involves them and not the hypothetical conversations that y'all
because
have.
People online are more invested than in their lives.
Applying their own situations to it and their own feelings and shit didn't happen to them.
Like, no, meanwhile, y'all just being entertained.
My baby daddy be stalking me too. Fuck him and Kanye.
Terrell's not stalking you. He just wants to claim one of the kids.
I'll be
just get that nigga that baby social security number.
Like,
he's not stalking.
The screenshot of the social security number. He'll be fine.
Y'all talking about y'all child's father and child mother on Facebook all the fucking time. Literally. Do y'all have mental health problems? Because when he did the shit, it was, yo, this nigga crazy. Take his phone from him. I know about y'all's situation.
Right, we know
I should
about
not know how much information I know about watching your, listen, looking on your Facebook post. I don't even be on Facebook like that, and I know. Come on, man. Whose man's is this?
That's all we got.
That's all we got, dog.
So, man, it's time for the benediction. Now, as customary at the end of the show, especially when we have a guest, we give them the opportunity to give everybody their final info, lead them out there, let people know where to find you. Chris, you didn't really interject with your shit. So, I mean, you know, you got like a following of people too. So, please, the floor is yours. Ladies first.
I am at MotorCity_Peach. That is on Instagram and Twitter. I don't think I'm on anything else. It's only on Instagram and Twitter.
Stop.
Not just
stop.
Y'all stay tuned.
Man. So again, one more time, I'm Brasso. Follow me at Brasso81. Please follow my open mic platform at Sound Out Sunday's Open Mic. Please follow my amazing calls, Tampon Palooza, at Tampon Palooza. Again, if you want to make a monetary donation, the Cash App is Brasso81. Again, put Tampon Palooza in the caption, so I don't think I just randomly got blessed. Catch me at a wrestling show, big wrestling fan.
AEW Wrestling!
Come to AEW, making their debut. June 29th, I'll be out there at the Big Pizza Arena.
At the Hot and Ready, the Detroit Palace.
Yo, I'm going to add another episode of Whose Man's Is This? Anybody who goes...
I can't wait, man. I'm bringing my luchador mask out and everything.
Front row tickets, $26.
It's your man, Dame, 3_313 at Twitter, Instagram, at me, talk to me, I talk back. Look, man, I keep it short and sweet. When you see the blue and the black, you know where the fuck you at. Hey, yo, I'm just going to put it out there in the universe. Your man need a dryer for the crib. I don't know if anybody know where I can get one for cheap or if anybody knows somebody that fix some dryers, but add a nigga. Help me out. Help me out. I got to wash my clothes.
Jay Johnson 313 on everything that matters. On Twitter specifically, because I need 5 followers. And I'll be like at 1,000. You know, that's a round number. You feel me? I like
that.
That's a round number. Or maybe I need 4. You feel
okay.
Me? Listen, man, 305 weeks, dog, in a row. I like that. We got we got some new shit coming up. Got a cool guest coming up next week. I think we got anything after that?
Yeah, we got a female hip hop legend coming in the studio
Yeah, for sure, man.
Legend around the city.
Hey, you know, when you see the blue and the black, you know where you at. Shop Talk Podcast Studio, book some time. I'm not saying we the Rockefeller Podcast, but we are Jay and Dane.
Hell yeah.
Peace.